Hour number two, Forrest Company, brought to you by LPL Financial Nashville and Patrick Conger. Investment advice for you in the short term and for the future. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman with you. No Nick Frazier today, and we are shortened a little bit. We're with you till 10:30, leading you right into Predators pregame coverage. They get set to take on the New York Islanders this morning. Robbie Stanley will have pregame coverage coming up in about 30 minutes. We are broadcasting live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Let's get to our question of the day. It is March. This is March. We're asking what our favorite March Madness moments are. Let's get to some of the answers on the text line here. Dylan in Antioch, an MTSU Blue Raiders fan. I feel like this is probably a common one for anybody down in the borough. MTSU beating MSU.
Oh, yeah.
As a 15 seed back in. Dylan says he thinks 2016. I think it's around there.
I think it was earlier than that.
It was 2015.
Yeah, 15 sounds right.
In 2016, I believe they beat Minnesota in the round of 64.
Sounds right. But yes, obviously the big upset over Tom Izzo was a big one. Gunner on our text line, Connor's best friend, says Josh Harrelson beaming Jared Sullinger in the chest with the ball. Aaron Harrison's clutch run in 2014.
Oh, yes. This is the part where he usually hits it. And he nails it over Michigan.
Gunner's he's your Kentucky brother. And Patrick Sparks hitting a three against Michigan State.
That one was good. That was before my time. That one was good. Only problem is Kentucky lost that game in overtime.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
That'll do it. Let's go to our phone lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Adam in Portland wants to chime in. Adam, good morning. Go ahead.
What's up, dude? Yeah, so, man, I was not going to miss the show. A couple of other shows during the week have pissed me off this week. But you guys, you're still doing great, man. But, no, look, when I was in school, so I graduated in 05. When we would have exams, like it was right around the same time that March Madness would hit, like we would be prepping for, we would have like we would fill out brackets to get extra credit. So like I remember some of those teams, some Kentucky teams, and that, you know, 2001 to 2005, I think that was Tubby. In there. Yeah, like that. Like there was a lot of good teams on there. More recently, Loyola Chicago having that run, and you know they always have like some big clunky white dude with a dirty mustache that would just kill, you know, all these big like lottery picks. You know, he would just be destroying them and bust everybody's bracket. So, see, and then Sister Jean is still alive. She's 105. I looked it up and y'all were asking.
Right.
She's crushing, dude. So I that was fun to watch that. I do like somebody mentioning MTSU as a 15 going deep, but I really like seeing Loyola Chicago just because they put Tennessee out during that run as well. So
yes, they did.
And I'm a big Tennessee fan, so I was like, yeah, you know, once they beat you, you kind of want to get behind them and see them go all the way. And I thought those Loyola Chicago teams were pretty fun to watch.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Adam. That's Loyola Chicago was a great Cinderella run. VCU,
Dunk City,
the Butler teams, yeah, Dunk City. George Mason went to the Final Four with Larinaga.
St. Peter's
to the Sweet 16. St. Peter's went to the Elite Eight, didn't they?
They beat Kentucky and then they beat Purdue and then they lost.
Was it Oral Roberts who went to the Elite Eight?
Oral Roberts,
right?
Yeah,
that's what it was.
Because they beat that was COVID year. They beat Ohio State.
Yes, Ohio State in the first round.
15, they were the two.
They beat somebody as the two, and then Purdue is the three, maybe.
Yeah, they had a run,
something like that. They did. They did go to the Elite Eight back in 2021.
Yeah,
that sounds right.
It was the COVID year.
Well, let's get to our answers here. Jake Wallman, what is your favorite March Madness moment?
So, I could have gone with the Tennessee moment. I remember I was in middle school when Tennessee beat Ohio State to go to their first Elite Eight in school history. But I'm not going to go that route. Connor, don't worry. I'm not picking some Kentucky flop in the round of 64
or something. Yeah, there aren't many of those. Don't worry.
I'm actually going – I am going pretty recent. Fairly Dickinson toppling Purdue in 2023. That was pretty cool. Just like knowing the story of what like Fairleigh Dickinson was, and
who was on that team?
Zach Edey.
Well, I'm talking
about
Fairleigh Dickinson.
Oh, on Fairleigh Dickinson?
Who was on that team?
Ainsley Almanor.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, how about that?
Wildcat.
Well, but, yeah, it's funny. A lot of these, like, Cinderella teams, like Max Asemus, where is he now? Arkansas?
No.
No. He's somewhere. But yeah. He was the star of that Oral Roberts team, and now he's playing Power 5 basketball somewhere.
They get the spotlight.
Yeah, it's true. Now, that is a good one. I did not get a chance to watch that game live. I was calling a baseball game, but I just remember seeing the alert pop up on my phone and could not believe it that Fairleigh Dickinson did that. I'm also going to go with a 16 beating a 1. I could be, you know, I could actually look at my own teams. Like, I was in the building when Virginia Tech won the ACC championship game over Paolo Banchero and Duke.
Mm-hmm.
3 years ago? 2 years? 3 years ago.
Three.
I was in their building at the Barclays Center. That was really fun. Last year was obviously really fun getting to call Vandy women's basketball, winning a game in March Madness.
Yeah.
But I'm a hater through and through. And watching Virginia lose by 20 to UMBC is one of the greatest nights of my life.
I vividly remember watching
that. Oh, my goodness. It just kept getting better.
That was a fun tournament, too.
That was.
That was 18?
Yes, that was 2018.
That was Villanova in Michigan? Or was
yes.
that the year prior?
Yes. That was a really fun tournament up until the championship game where Villanova blew them out.
Yeah, that was Eric Paschal and that team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yes, that was, I mean, it didn't get much better than that. UVA, I remember watching that game. I was watching it on my phone, and just every time UMBC drilled another three, it just became more clear. We won't talk about what happened the year after that. It's irrelevant to the story, but UMBC beating UVA, that is my favorite March Madness moment.
Man, I mean, I've got a bunch of Kentucky favorites. Obviously, 2012 comes to mind just that whole year in general. Anthony Davis and company winning a national championship. Gunner pointed out Aaron Harrison clutch run. That was fun. 2019, Tyler Hero nailing the shot over Houston to advance to the Elite Eight. That was a fun one. Outside of Kentucky, I mean, how have we not mentioned Villanova's buzzer beater over North Carolina to win a national championship?
I mean, that might be the greatest college basketball game I've ever seen.
Just unreal.
Marcus, who was the guy for North Carolina, the shot that gets forgotten that was ridiculous to tie it?
I'm blanking. But that game was maybe the best basketball game of all time, just in general. Like, that game, I remember sitting there watching, and I was like, oh, my God. That was a bad year for me, too, because that was Kentucky in the Elite Eight against North Carolina.
I got one.
And Luke May.
I got one for you guys while Lyman looks up who shot that three ball for North Carolina.
I can only ever find Chris Jenkins. Marcus Page. I was going Marcus to say Page. Marcus Page,
that sounds
and
right.
I thought I was wrong.
Do you both remember Dunk City in 2012?
Yeah, we were just talking about Dunk City.
Okay. I guess I was working on Preds back here. That one was one that I was going to pick, but I ended up going with Fairleigh Dickinson. That was a really fun team.
There are so many good ones.
And then Frank Haith. Where was he at before he was at Missouri? I think his job before he was at Missouri got him the Missouri job. He went on a run in March Madness. I think it was Norfolk State, maybe.
That sounds right, maybe.
I don't possibly know. You're asking the wrong guy.
Yeah, I mean, there are so many good moments. One that I always remember, the Gonzaga UCLA Final Four game.
Oh, yeah. That was the COVID year, too.
The COVID year.
From half court.
Johnny Juzang and
Kentucky legend.
Why am I blanking on the point guard's name who hit
Tiger
the shot?
Campbell?
No. For Gonzaga.
Oh, it was Jalen Suggs.
Yes, Jalen Suggs. Jalen Suggs hit the buzzer beater to win it, but Johnny Juzang hit the shot. I will stand by. I thought Johnny Juzang was going to be a star in the NBA. His game reminded me so much of Devin Booker.
No, he was terrible.
He never turned into anything, but that run to the Final Four with UCLA, he was so good.
He was terrible at Kentucky, and then he transferred out to UCLA, and then he became solid, but not...
He reminded me of Devin Booker. Jaime Jaquez ended up being the best player on that team.
Yeah, Miami Heat legend.
But yeah, that was a great game. Gonzaga winning that one and then beating Baylor in the national championship.
Yeah. I tend to forget that tournament a lot, though.
Yeah, because that was, it was the COVID year, and that year Gonzaga and Baylor were the two best teams, and it wasn't even close, and they ended up playing in the championship, and
yeah,
it was kind of just expected. There wasn't a whole lot of chaos.
Yeah, well, I think the environment has some to do with
that's
that.
That's true.
But I don't know. It's, I think given the environment, I think Gonzaga and Baylor still would have met up,
because right.
they were, those were the two best teams by a long shot. But you never know. We'll never know.
March is the best.
I'm just thinking about it. I can't wait. Can't wait to get my heart broken by St. Benedict School of the Blind or something.
We've made it to March. Next week, we get all of the big women's basketball tournaments.
We got an answer from Nick Frazier.
Oh, we did?
Jimmer Fredette, 2011 versus Gonzaga. He had 34 points, 7 3-pointers.
Wow, that's a good one.
Beat Gonzaga. I forgot about Jimmer.
Jimmer's one of the all-time March Madness legends.
I was a little young for Jimmer. I mean, I remember him, but like, not in depth like I would today.
I think the Steph tournament was the first one that I really remember when he took Davidson to the Elite Eight.
2010, Kentucky played West Virginia in the Elite Eight.
I remember this game.
Eric, it was Joe Mazzulla on West Virginia, actually, coached by Bob Huggins. And then Kentucky just could not hit a three to save their life. They hit 1 3, they win the game. They went 1 for 22 from beyond the arc that game.
Incredible.
Brutal.
Brutal. I remember I was 6. So
there's a lot of good March moments. As a Hokies fan, we don't have a ton. We went to the Sweet 16 my freshman year of college and lost to Zion Williamson, RJ Barrett, that Duke team.
That was a fun one too, getting when they got upset by Michigan State.
Yes, the very next game, the Hokies should have sent that game to overtime. They were down 2 with like 0.6 seconds left, and Justin Robinson lobbed to Ahmed Hill, and he went up and couldn't push it over the rim. It like hung on the rim and fell out in the Sweet 16 game.
That was a fun tournament too. I just hated that Virginia team.
Oh, of course, the worst.
They were just so boring
to
watch.
Hate Ty Jerome, but Kyle Guy is one of my least favorite athletes ever. Oh, and Kihei was on that team too, man.
And DeAndre Hunter.
DeAndre Hunter.
Who was the center they had?
Diakite.
Yeah, he was a punk.
I didn't like him. Kihei Clark and Kyle Guy, those guys.
Yeah.
They are on my list of least favorite athletes of all time. That'll have to be a question of the day one time. Who is the guy you just love to hate?
Because you're going
to
get a lot of Christian Laettner.
That was Man Bun Kyle Guy and Kihei Clark, who played until he was 40 years old at UVA.
That's how I feel about who Kentucky plays today. Chad Baker Mazzara on Auburn. That dude's like 40.
Yeah.
Hasn't found Indeed.com yet.
There are plenty of people who go to college for 7 years, Connor.
Yeah. His name's Hunter Dickinson.
They call those
for Kansas
people doctor. 615-737-1025. Tune into Sports Talk 830 tomorrow for coverage of the NASCAR Series Cup race, Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix. Coverage begins at 1:30 p.m. And coming up later today, you can listen into Vanderbilt men's basketball here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game as the Commodores take on Missouri at Memorial Gym. 5 o'clock tip-off. The pregame show starts at 4:30. Vanderbilt men's basketball is presented by Athletes Unlimited Pro Basketball. Coming to Nashville's Municipal Auditorium today and tomorrow, go to auprobasketball.com for more details and to purchase tickets. One more segment for us on this Saturday morning. We'll go through a big slate of college basketball games today and wrap things up after this. You're listening to Forge Company here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Nashville's best deal this week is from Barrio Burrito Bar in Murfreesboro. At Barrio Burrito Bar, every bite is a celebration of fresh ingredients, vibrant spices, and bold flavors dancing on your taste buds like a fiesta in your mouth. Head to thegamenashville.com/deals now and get half off a $25 gift card while supplies last. And don't forget, you can tune into Vanderbilt baseball later today on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Commodores taking on USC in the Southern California College Baseball Classic. Pregame begins at 3:45. First pitch is at 4. Coverage is also available on the app and at thegamenashville.com. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman. We are going to quickly wrap up the show here, get you over to Preds pregame coverage as the Predators take on the Islanders. late this morning, 11:30 puck drop from Long Island. And Robbie Stanley will have the pregame coverage for you in just a couple of minutes. Let's get some picks in for today's college basketball slate. Lots of big ones. Vanderbilt with the big win over Texas A&M on Wednesday, and likely punching their ticket to the NCAA tournament. Today, another ranked matchup against Missouri inside Memorial. Connor Newt, do the Doors get it done?
This is going to be a tough one. Missouri is a tough team. Definitely the surprise of the SEC for me this year. But I think the Vanderbilt Commodores get it done. Memorial Magic is alive and well. I think it's going to be a packed house. I think Mark Byington's got these boys rolling. And I think they're riding on the confidence that they're going dancing. So, yeah, I think Vanderbilt gets this one
done. I'm with you. Vandy in these Saturday home games has been tough to beat. You guys know it. Tennessee, Kentucky,
yeah,
Ole Miss last week. I think Vandy's able to beat Missouri at home and maybe even starts pushing their way up towards like a 8 seed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's possible. That would be their 8th conference win and still have Arkansas and Georgia down the stretch. They could end up finishing 500 in the conference, which, I mean,
is an accomplishment this year.
They won 9 games all of last year. To win 9 games in this SEC would be crazy.
But hey, their coach dressed so nice.
He did.
He had great shoes.
Yeah. Jake Wallman, Vandy or Mizzou?
I think Memorial Magic does come into play today. I think the Doors get it done.
All right. Sweep on the Doors. Alabama, Tennessee, top 10 matchup. Blitz, Bama, Blitz. I'm going with Alabama.
There you go. Roll Tide, Willie.
Yep.
I'm with you. I think it's Roll Tide, Roll. I think Mark Sears, I talk about him all the time. I think he's got a big day today.
Jake Wallman.
This one goes out to Robbie Stanley, who is a known hoop hater until March.
Who does not care
it's
about
March
basketball.
Now.
It's March now, so he's got to care.
He's ready for the Masters.
The Vols play great at home. It's an orange out. Give me the Vols.
All right. We got two on the Tide, one
isn't,
on the Vols.
Isn't every game an orange out?
Yeah, I don't know. Usually.
Usually, yes.
When it's
but
not
they
a
are,
whiteout.
They're directed to wear orange today.
It's a whiteout in Memorial today. And finally, your Cats, Connor, against Auburn. Does Kentucky get it done?
I mean, I think so? No, but I'm the resident Wildcat here, so of course I'm going to go Wildcats. They play the number one team in the nation today in Rupp Arena.
I'm with you.
Really?
Kentucky gets it done. Go Big Blue.
Yeah.
Jake Wallman.
Can the game end in a tie and the fans burn the stadium down?
Never burn that beautiful stadium down. It's actually an arena.
I think if Auburn and Jani Broom get off to a tough start and Kentucky can hit some shots, I think Kentucky can hang around and maybe make this a game late in the second half. Is Kentucky at full strength?
No, they're missing Jackson Robinson, who is
Auburn,
probably their best player.
Close.
Taking Auburn? Okay. Love it.
I thought we were going to have the first cat sweep in show history.
Yeah.
Had to ruin the fun.
So close. That'll do it for the show. Big day of college basketball going on today. Also a big day for hockey. Predators and Islanders coming up next. Pregame coverage with Robbie Stanley right after this on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.